What you missed from Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Specs Howard is focused on success with one-year programs in graphic design, broadcast, or digital media arts. Find out more at specshoward.edu or call 248-358-9000. WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hi there and good morning. It is 6:15 on a Monday. Dave and Chuck the Freak. So happy to be back with you here on 101 WRIF.
Jesus.
Did I sell that?
You did.
Okay, good.
Made me angry.
You know what's going to make people angry? The brand new WRIF.com.
Is that today?
It's bigger and better, and it starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
the brand new website launches, and man, will you love it. You will need to join the Rift Cyber Crew, though. To take advantage of some of the features, including listening live online.
Yeah.
So don't blame us for this. And know your information won't be sold to the Russians, but you do have to sign up to the cyber crew.
That's a bold claim.
Because starting tomorrow, you will have to log in to listen live. So get signed up for the Rift Cyber Crew right now. It's free. And be ready for our brand new website.
I'd read the terms and conditions.
Coming tomorrow.
But not really take
no,
Dave's
it's all
word
good.
For
Please
it.
Take my word for it. Keep listening online.
I don't
Chuck
know.
Chuck the Freak.
Well, if you really want to listen, you'll sign up, I guess, right?
Yes.
Zach, when does the Riff site go up?
Please, I need all of their information.
I cannot wait.
I can't wait to find out everything they do. I want to follow the Riff listeners' every move.
They finally do it and make them have to log in first.
Yeah.
Yep, you'll
Dave
be loving
promise,
tomorrow.
Dave promised them not to sell to me, but we all know I am going to.
He's
have
right
it.
There in fine print.
We'll sell your stuff to the Russians.
Well.
Look, it says it.
It says it.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say that because it's not true.
We don't know.
No,
I totally
honestly,
know.
I don't know. I guarantee it. It's a D guarantee.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure on
no,
that.
No, I guarantee it. Your stuff won't be sold to the Russians. We may just give it to them. But
yeah, sold is a bold
move. No. The brand new website coming tomorrow. We'll see, right? Nothing ever really goes as planned around here.
Yeah,
we can barely get on the air every day. So
yeah.
We should have a new website up and running tomorrow, and you may have to log in to get to it.
Every day at the Riffs, like the end of the Dukes of Hazzard, it's like, well, they got themselves in a real pickle.
Yeah.
To be continued.
Will they be on the air tomorrow? Never know.
Yeah.
How are they going to get out of this one?
Yeah. It's just always a still shot of the General Lee in the air. To be continued. Yeah. That's what it's like here.
Butter my biscuits and dill my pickle. Who knows what's going to happen?
Dill my pickle.
All right, so tomorrow, WRIF.com, brand new website. You'll love it. You'll hate signing in, but you'll love the website. So,
yeah. Hey, we should give people a heads up, though, right? If they join now and sign in.
Yes, which is what
now,
I said absolutely
okay,
earlier.
Yes, okay, yes. Good. Like, just but...
Join the cyber crew today, and then you'll get it out of the way tomorrow.
Yes.
You won't be one of the millions of pissed off people that'll be texting
yes.
us. So do that now.
I can't listen. I don't know what's going on.
There's going to be a lot of freedom. This isn't right. America.
Right. Oh,
why do we
yeah.
have to sign in? Yep. All that kind of stuff. I'm preparing for the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Russians want us to sign in.
Our website wasn't sold to the Russians like Pabst Blue Ribbon, so
yeah,
it's still made in America.
Oh, God, there's another bold claim.
No, it's totally true. We didn't farm this out to the Japanese. Or
It's true.
It's all here.
Okay.
It's here. Trust me. For something this crappy, it was made in America.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can tell it was by the fine craftsmanship. The flawless design.
Yeah. We're up to 8 megapixels.
Yeah. And all the buttons that don't work.
All right. So, yeah, new website coming tomorrow. On the way, we'll get to our first check of Riff News. I'm sure they love us upstairs talking about stuff. They just hate it. Why is a Detroit woman suing a popular Greek town restaurant? We'll tell you about that. Is the beard trend done?
Oh.
What are the biggest fashion mistakes women make? We got celebrity dirt from the Riff Files. Which star got a DUI and was hospitalized over the weekend? And what's up with the Asians? It's all coming up. Riff News in just a moment.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. It's time right now for a check of Riff News, brought to you this time around by the American Divorce Association for Men. If you're a man facing custody or divorce issues, call Adam, the most trusted men's divorce and custody firm in Detroit. Call 248-356-ADAM or visit adamdivorcelaw.com. AAA Michigan says gas prices statewide have swelled by about 25 cents in just the past week.
Summertime driving.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. That's Lisa Way's brand new hit. Summertime driving. Cost so much more. Damn. Dearborn-based Auto Club says Michigan's current statewide average, about $2.96 a gallon. The average price in the state, about 97 cents less than at the same time last year. AAA Michigan also reports that gas prices in Metro Detroit are averaging $2.98 per gallon, about 20 cents more than last week. A Detroit woman is suing a popular Greek town restaurant after she says she was mistaken for a man and kicked out of the place.
What would you like, sir?
The story from Channel 7 on this one. Take a listen to this.
Courtney Bogorad has lived in Detroit all her life, and she's eaten here at Fishbones in Greektown several times, but she says she hasn't returned since January when she says she was kicked out of the women's bathroom, mistaken for a man. Courtney has now hired a lawyer. She is now suing the restaurant, claiming Fishbones violated her civil rights and caused great emotional distress. Now, this incident happened back on January 23rd. It was a Friday night when Courtney went to use the bathroom, a restaurant security worker yelled from outside, "Whatever man is in the restroom, come out now."
Hey, get your ass out of here!
As I came out of the stall, this gentleman, who was a security guard, came in the bathroom, and before I was even out, completely out of the stall, he grabbed me by my arms, pushed me up against the wall, told me that boys aren't allowed in this restroom. He was much bigger than me, at least three times my size. This could have happened to anybody. There's lots of females out there with short hair. Some people might think we look like boys, but at the end of the day, we're not.
Now, Courtney says despite the embarrassment she's endured after the incident, she's taking legal action to make sure no one else is in a similar situation and has to experience this. We have reached out to Fishbones for comment today, but we have not yet heard back. Live in Greektown.
I am Fishbones' official bathroom guard. I make the call, baby. Is you a man? Is you a woman? Get out!
That's a tough one.
Hey, guys, you got to be 100%, right?
When you kick someone out of a bathroom? What are you saying? Got to be 100% on what?
You got to be 100% on throwing someone up against a wall.
That's a woman that belongs in that bathroom.
That's a woman that belongs in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
You know, someone might have taken it a step too far.
Sure they have.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, listen. I can see, you know, like, listen, not every girl with short hair looks as much like a guy as that girl happens to look, okay? That's just the flat-out truth.
Absolutely.
Of it.
There's no denying that.
So you can see how it could be, she could be mistaken for a guy. You could see that.
But we live in different times.
What do you do, though, in that situation? I mean, you can't say, prove it.
No, you
right?
Can't.
You can't. Like, no. What do you do?
I
when
think
someone comes
ID?
Out of the bath. So obviously, someone came out of the bathroom and said, "There's a man in there." Right? That sounds like what happened.
Yes, of course.
You know, so they have to step up and say, "Okay, we gotta get that guy out of the bathroom."
You just maybe wait for them to come out or something and ask for their ID and. Mm-hmm.
There's better ways to handle it than pinning him up against a wall.
Right.
Yeah.
Or pinning her up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what you, I don't know what you do, you know? You're in a bad spot. I think what you say to the person is, we'll look into it. And then
you can let it slide. It could be a perv in there.
That's why you wait outside the door.
You wait a couple minutes. Maybe you don't let other people go in yet.
Right. Or send a female server in at least to
scout the area.
Yeah, make sure no one's in any jeopardy.
Yeah.
Except I went in. I threw the bitch up against a wall.
Yeah, the guard did come into the bathroom right in there. grabbed her by the arms and pushed her against the wall, said boys aren't allowed. This is according to her, of course.
Yeah.
So I love that they say that they want to make sure that no one else goes through a similar experience. You want money.
That's, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah. That's, yeah.
You want to get paid for, yes, you could have suffered, and I'm not denying that it was an embarrassing experience, but let's be honest here.
Why right. did she wait so long? It was January that it happened.
It was it really?
January that's 23rd.
What, yeah.
Yep.
Long time to sit and think,
Well, I think that is probably legal process.
Oh. Jeez.
Takes forever.
Hey, listen, I've been this guy, okay? So I know how bad, the dude probably feels pretty bad. Because when I sure. called that girl dude or whatever, hey, man, how you doing, guy? You know,
yeah.
That was bad. Yeah. I felt horrible.
Of course you do.
But just sometimes it's like sometimes your eyes tell you one thing before, you know.
Yeah, your eyes or ears, because I've done it even on the phone sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. And yes. it's been a woman or vice versa.
Right.
So, no ill intent. Just
no.
You're just misled
mm-hmm.
on some level. But I also didn't throw anyone up against a wall.
No, we haven't done that.
Allegedly.
Not yet.
We'll see how it works out for
mm-hmm.
and how much money that they're going to settle, I believe.
Oh, I would think I'm so. Sure.
Generally, that's the yeah. easier way to go for most of these places.
Yeah.
Paying off instead of going through. Mike from Taylor. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. You had a comment on the story.
I did. My wife and I were talking about this over the weekend, and she was saying that when a man comes to realization, you know what, I want it lopped off and I want to change teams, there's a lot of procedures before you just get it done. You have to go to a psychiatrist, and you basically have to live your life as a woman for well over a year, and that means going to a women's restroom. That means doing shopping at women's clothing stores, doing everything that a normal woman would do, so that you're mentally prepared to actually take that real big leap of faith.
Right. You have to live your life as a woman before they'll agree to make the change for you. Is that right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So this could happen to a lot of different men or women.
Absolutely. And quite honestly, I don't believe there's an actual law. I mean, there's obviously indecent exposure type laws, but if you go in there, take care of your business, you're not scoping out the person next to you or, you know, being a lingerer. I don't know if there's actually legal ramifications if you're just going in there to do your business and leave.
Yeah, like Dave, if you had to do the number two so bad and the guy's line was huge and there was no line in the girls and you were going to, you know, poop your pants or something.
That's the worst day of my life. But yep.
Yeah. Okay. So I do think you can go in the girls and use it, and there is no
like law on the books.
Yeah. As long as you're not like looking under the stalls and trying to check people out. I mean, I get it. It's taboo, right? Like no one wants you in there.
Sure. But rather than poop your pants and you've got to go.
Yeah. Because girls do this.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
We
absolutely.
See girls
at
and
every
the guys,
concert I've ever been yeah. to. At every and, concert I've ever been to.
And
happened.
We're peeing at a urinal, which I think is even
right. They can see our dongs in yeah. plain view. At least women yeah. are all in stalls.
So,
Mike from Shelby Township. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, balls, Lisa.
Balls.
I'm not on Norco today. So.
Good. Oh, good.
Oh, that's good.
I was in Kroger, and I mistaken the bathrooms, and I went in. And I said, what's this box on the wall, you know? Mm-hmm. And I said, that must be new.
All the best, dude.
Norco, but yeah, still.
You need to get back on that Norco. Call
yeah,
me,
maybe.
Am I the only one I don't know what Norco is?
I think it's a very powerful drug.
Pain medication? Oh,
it's basically an opioid pain medication.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He called Friday. He was on it.
Yeah. That's why he wanted to make
oh,
sure
okay,
we
okay, Lisa.
Knew.
Thanks for the
yeah.
update.
No, I remember him what? Saying he was at the beginning of his call on Friday.
Yeah,
he
on Norco.
He was like, yeah, this might be weird because I'm on Norco.
I must have missed that whole part.
It's funny that he confided in Lisa.
Yeah.
He's like, Lisa, I'm not on Norco yeah. today. She's like, oh, good.
Oh, okay. Call approved.
Cool. I've been thinking about
call
that.
Approved.
Oh, that's good because I was really worried about you.
Oh, Mike, thank God.
It contains, you know, like your acetaminophen and hydrocodone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So it's got a little mix. Mexico.
Little ipsy doodle. Let's go to Anonymous from Dearborn. How are you?
Penis.
Penis, man.
Good morning. I have a cousin who's transgender. It's a she going to a he. There's no specific law that allows him to go into a male bathroom. It's honestly just word of mouth now. But the company itself has a right to refuse service.
Oh, okay. Well, they have a right. So the company can say you can't piss in there.
Yes.
So it's up to...
She's far enough along now, or he's far along now, where just waiting for the procedure.
Mm. Oh. All right. Thanks for calling in, Anonymous. Have a good day.
But I don't think this.
This
I don't
is
think
a woman
this
going
girl,
in a woman's.
Bed. Yeah, yes, I think this is not just, that situation. She's not going through a sex change, and
she's
a female living as a female,
right?
And female, she just happens to appear a little manly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got what stereotypically would be a guy's haircut.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a couple earrings, like a eyebrow thing. And chooses, and I believe tattooed arms, and wears what stereotypically would be considered guy's clothing. So, you can see how it could happen.
There's a lot of, as James pointed out, 6 a.m. Drunk and high legal and transgender advisors on our flight.
Yes. Dude, I've been thinking about this all weekend, and I'd like to weigh in. And I'm on just a little bit of Norco.
Okay, all right.
Oh, man.
Let me weigh in.
I'm not on Norco, Lisa, today. Today I'm thinking clear as a bell. 3 seconds later, I swore.
That's so true. We had
make
to let
a
him
mistake,
go.
Huh?
We had to let him go. Sorry,
live and learn. Mistake.
Live and learn. Next time, don't swear. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you need the Norco not to swear.
Yeah,
who knows what it is? Yeah. You know, Andy's always afraid that the ocean's going to attack
because it is,
and it did over the weekend. Two teenagers were mauled in separate shark attacks on the same stretch of North Carolina beach.
Mm-mm.
Both suffering life-threatening injuries. A 13-year-old girl lost a part of her arm. She was bitten by a shark in an attack that occurred about 4:40.
Nope.
This was yesterday. The town about 30 miles south of Wilmington. The girl lost part of her left arm and may lose her left leg.
Oh, wow.
An hour later, a 16-year-old boy was attacked on a beach about 2 miles from where the girl was attacked. And he may have lost his arm. Both teens airlifted to the same hospital. Both were out of surgery in stable condition late last night. Teams are out looking for any sharks that may have been involved in the attack. There's a helicopter flying along the beach to see if they spot anything. In 16 years, they say they've never seen anything like what happened. The mayor says, Oak Island is still a safe place.
It's like every time one of these happens, the Jaws movie just comes right to life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, the mayor comes out and tells everyone everything's fine, you know, and then the shark hunters go out into the water and they just start killing every shark they see, right? Mm-hmm. Because you don't know, it's not like one's got like an arm hanging out of his mouth.
Right.
And they're like, there he is, son of a bitch.
Yeah, how can you tell?
You can't tell. They just kill every shark they see.
Yeah, they have a helicopter. They're flying along the beach to see if they spot anything. The good news is the beaches will be open today.
Would you go in that beach? Would you go in the water?
Would you, what? His response was complete gibberish.
That's how ridiculous that question was. Am I going into the ocean?
No, he's not.
Scramble my brain.
No,
he's not.
I'm gonna be like that grizzled old like sailor that they're gonna try and find one day to kill these things.
Yeah, be like lifeless black eyes, beady eyes, looking India. Soul. I remember it was.
Man, I blacked out when Lisa asked me that.
So you're not going in the water.
No,
that's what you're saying. I'm not either, and I typically would go in the water. I'm not going in the water.
Listen, me and Andy have been saying it for a long time. The ocean isn't ours. Mm-mm. It's theirs.
It's theirs, and it's a changing.
Yeah,
it is. I will say it is a changing.
Their food is running out because we just keep burning the planet to the maximum. You know, it keeps getting hotter and hotter. All the little fish are dying, and sharks are like, well, you know what is in plentiful supply? Fat kids. And so they're just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we're going to end up being like what you eat. It's right. Humans. It's what's for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Oak Island is still a safe place to be. The beach is open as usual.
Get in there and do some swimming.
Jump in, kids.
No. Now,
given that these bites have led to such serious injuries, it's highly likely that these are bigger sharks, tiger or bull sharks.
Oh, yeah.
Whose teeth and bites are designed to rip and tear. The University of Florida specialist George Burgess says this is the real deal threat. It's highly unusual. I've seen this twice in 40 years. Once in Egypt, once in the Florida Panhandle. These incidents occurred just 30 miles up the coast from Ocean Isle Beach, where a 13-year-old girl was bitten by a shark on Thursday.
Okay.
Three shark attacks within 30 miles of each other within a couple of days. That teen suffered lacerations on her foot, but she wasn't severely injured.
Right.
Well, these are the sharks that we know about.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Wait till a megalodon bubbles back up to the top. Starts really ripping stuff up.
Yeah, the shark that there's a shark out there that eats great white sharks.
Right.
But we just don't know about yet.
Mm.
These sharks have like a taste for teenagers.
I guess so.
It's so weird.
Because they're the only ones in the water. Because they're fearless.
Yeah, teens are in the water. No. Dude, when I was, well, not really a teen, but just over being a teen, we swam out to some stupid buoy in the middle of a Mexican ocean.
Jeez.
Like a bunch of morons in the middle of the night when sharks love to hunt. And we got to this buoy and we're like, it hit us. We're really dumb. And yeah. We swam like Olympic swimmers.
I've done that too many times, swam in the ocean at night. No issue. I didn't think about it, but again, I was young and dumb, too. Yeah. I wouldn't do that anymore. I still go in the ocean, I'll say.
Yeah.
But I don't go at night, and I don't go far out.
No. I will walk. The closest I'll ever get now to getting in an ocean would to be to walk along the beach, and maybe the waves come up and hit my feet.
Dan from Sterling Heights, you had a comment.
Hey, I just want to say, when I was in the Navy, they told us when we go out in the ocean, we become part of the food chain.
Of course.
Well, sure, yeah. You're just floating in their giant, basically, soup bowl. You're floating
out. Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm with you, man. Yeah, 100%.
All right, man.
Rip-guard!
Have a good day, Dan. See you, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so true.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, I think we forget sometimes. Like, I think we think, well, this part of the ocean, this little shallow area,
is safe.
It's like a swimming pool in someone's backyard. No, it's the mouth of a gigantic killing machine's area.
Yeah.
Come on in. Water's warm.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick to pools.
Pools are good.
Pools are shark free.
Yep. No, they are for sure.
Giant squid free.
Giant squid. Oh, they're no fun.
Crazy Steve has a comment on the Riff Lines about this. Hey, man.
Hey, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? Pretty bad, eh?
Hey, I lived down in Charleston back in the late 2000s, and there was a two shark attack incidents that happened within 2 days of each other down around Charleston. They closed the beaches down around there.
See, this is the thing. I'm all for, like, closing the beaches down. But then, you know, you got this mayor and that you know, and it's just like Jaws the movie. Mm-hmm. We got to make money. It's the summertime. Mm-hmm. We only have a finite amount of time to take all these tourists' money, and it's like push it through and hope to God the grizzled old Andy Green can kill this shark.
Lifeless eyes, beady eyes.
Here he is.
You want to swim, do you?
Don't let him swim, it ain't safe.
You know, he's giving all the warnings and stuff, and no one will listen
to
him.
Nobody listens.
Because I feel like that mayor right now, there is a guy saying, dude, don't open the beach.
Right.
You know, there's a guy saying, don't open the beach right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Him and like a couple of the local business owners are like, open the goddamn beach.
There's like a North Carolina Andy Green that's like, y'all's crazy for going in there. I told y'all.
Yeah.
I told y'all the ocean is hell on earth.
How long have
North Carolina Andy Green.
Yeah. How long have you felt that the ocean is hell on earth? Was there ever a time when you were...
I went to a vacation with my family when I was a kid. I was probably like, I don't know, maybe 12.
Yeah.
And I swam out in the ocean like fat kid with swimming with my shirt on because that's how bad things were. And I started to get sucked out in the riptide. And I think that was like the moment for me where I'm like, you know, it's not really for me, the ocean.
Yeah.
And then I watched too many documentaries and stuff on really what's going on down there.
Yeah, of course. All it takes for me is when you see those overhead shots of like the people swimming, and then there's just like black shadows of, you can tell our sharks just swimming around them and they have no idea.
Dude, yeah, it's no good. And people are not meant to be in there.
No.
We can't swim very well.
We don't have gills.
Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. You had a comment.
Yeah, I've been to Fort Myers, Florida numerous times walking out in the pier, and I've actually had fishermen point out like 6, 7, 8 foot sharks swimming into like 3 to 4 foot of water in between and around people. And it's like, what do you do? He's like, you don't do nothing, because as soon as they start running out and they panic, that's when they get attacked.
Mm. Oh, so yeah. If they're swimming around, you're just supposed to stand still.
You either be a horrible feeling. You know why? Because it's your time or it's not your time.
Yeah.
That shark has eaten already, and he's just getting to point B, or you're his point B.
Right.
And you don't make the choice. He does.
That's exactly right.
You know?
It's his choice.
It's his choice. It's not your choice.
You're in his giant soup bowl.
Yeah.
Shark's choice tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I feel like eating, actually. I could swim after that really fast fish.
Yeah.
Or there's that chunky kid's leg.
Yeah. You know, I want Chinese tonight. I'm trying to feel like a little Chinese.
Well, look at that. That one's got a selfie stick.
I can't believe these people aren't freaking out. I'm totally an 8 foot shark in shallow waters.
Jeez. They don't see me at all, do they?
GTP.
I know what I'll do. I'll just stick my fin up. I love causing a panic.
It's hilarious.
Shark talk. All right. On that note, we'll take a quick break. Speaking of Megalodon, how did Jurassic World do at the box office over the weekend? We'll talk about that in the Riff Files. We've got more Riff news and what's up with the Asians all on the way as we continue here on the Monday morning edition of Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
The 8 signs that your house is haunted.
All right.
Unexplained writings.
One time I lived in a big old house. The basement was right out of a nightmare. What was creepy about mine is you walk downstairs and there's this writing on the wall, and it was all this like depressing, like weird 80s lyrics from songs. They were referenced at the end. It would be like, as we lay dying face to face, and I'm like, oh my God. And then it would go on and I'm like, oh, that's horrifying. And then at the end it'd be like 1987, Oingo Boingo. I was like, oh my God.
You had a depressed 1980s ghost down there.
That's what he's like,
I just died in your arms.
I'd haunt you, but like, who cares?
Yeah. I didn't hate myself so much.
I'm so bummed out as a
ghost. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
6:53 here on a Monday morning. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak on the Riff. WRIF.com, now bigger and better. Starting tomorrow, we'll get a brand new website here at The Riff. The one thing you'll need to do is join The Riff Cyber Crew to take advantage of some of the features on the site, including listening live online. So get signed up for the Riff Cyber Crew right now. Go to the homepage, and it's up there right on the top right corner. Just click Cyber Crew, sign up. It's free, and be ready for our brand new website. We do have more Riff news on the way. We've got celebrity dirt from the Riff Files. Just how well did Jurassic World do at the box office? What happened after Dave Grohl fell off a stage and broke his leg? And what's up with the Asians? We'll get to that and more in just a moment.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
During a wedding reception at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in Manhattan Saturday, it was a Russian wedding in New York. A guest was playing with a gun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what they do.
Yep. Accidentally fired a bullet and injured five people.
One bullet, huh?
The bullet hit one person after it ricocheted off the floor.
Yeah.
And then the others were injured by broken glass, marble, and tile.
Ah.
They say their injuries were not life-threatening. One person refused attention at the scene.
I will not take these.
What, do you think for this mild bullet wound?
They say the gun allegedly belonged to one Vladimir Gotlobovsky.
Oh, my.
And apparently it went off in his pocket. He was playing around in his pants before the gun fell to the ground.
I'm playing my pants.
Gotlobovsky from Brooklyn was unscathed, but the slug ricocheted and grazed the head of Maya Rafalovich. She was wheeled out on a gurney, shoeless, with a white bandage across her forehead. Her eyes were open and angry, they say. That's what it says here.
Well.
Her eyes were open and angry as she was rolled into a hospital-bound ambulance.
Can you believe I got shot at wedding again?
It's an old Russian tradition. It's not party till someone bleeding.
Yeah.
They say the gun has not yet been recovered, but they say it is looking accidental. There is a hole in the guy's pocket. The woman hit was in no way an intended target. But they still need to know exactly what happened.
Russians love to party with guns.
Yeah, I guess they do.
I was adjusting my balls, and next thing I know...
Pachu, pachu.
The Russian pachu, pachu.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be careful when you're adjusting your balls with a gun in your pocket.
You do.
Russians.
You have to be careful at a Russian wedding, too.
Oh, I'm sure about anything.
Yeah. I think if I knew 100% I was being invited to a Russian wedding... I would have to strongly consider against it.
You wouldn't go to the Russian wedding?
I don't. Like, if I had a buddy who was like, yes, I'm from Russia, you know, I'm getting married. It's going to be a great time. All my Russian buddies are coming over. We're going to drink vodka all day.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No.
It's a party now, eh?
Hey!
Sometimes you got to know.
How drunk do you think people are at a Russian wedding?
I would assume very much so.
I think they're probably drunk before and then just even more drunk.
Yeah, they get there and it's just like, woo.
Now it's time to really drink.
You know what? We not have cake. Instead, we have 40 more bottles of vodka.
Yeah. Shaped in the shape of a cake.
Vodka cake.
Cut the cake.
Speaking of Russians, being a multi-billionaire and the richest man in Russia must be nice. Unless, of course, you're divorced. And your ex-wife is getting about a $7.5 billion settlement.
Not for long.
Oh,
I just saved $7 billion.
Oopsie. It's in my pocket.
Sorry, but it's Russia. You said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vladimir Potanin, who made his fortune in the mining industry, was married for 30 years, has three kids. Now they say he's on the wrong end of one of the biggest divorce settlements in history. He offered his wife a monthly allowance of $250,000.
That's pretty good.
As well as homes in Moscow, London, and New York. That, of course, is laughable to her. Who in the world could live on $250,000 a month?
Laughable.
Yeah, that's laughable.
Really hard to make ends meet.
Half of everything he's got.
Yeah.
And because of the way Russian law is written, she's probably going to get it. Unless there is a tragedy.
Oh,
yeah. I think that's how
it's gonna be a tragedy.
Lights out.
She have a bad goal after she get that money, huh?
Actually, funny thing was, right before court case, right before they took my money, she her head came off.
It was very strange.
Inhale of bullets. Oh, there it is.
Oh, yep.
Got her.
Got her.
Got her.
Oh, that's sad.
Dude.
No, she's, I mean,
dude,
She obviously has balls of steel for a woman to go after $7.5 billion from a massive Russian.
Well, she's a Russian woman, an older Russian woman. You're even living large the way she was.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably a grizzled vet.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she's killed a wolf with her bare hands.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what you have to do before you get married.
That's how you prove yourself.
Yeah.
Well, time to buy stock in razor companies. Fashion trends move quickly. Unfortunately, if you are finally happy with the way your beard has grown in, guys, it's time to shave it off. Now, there will be some guys, like the legendary Kenny Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Who will be able to wear their beards loud and proud forever.
Yeah.
But for the rest of you mere mortals, your days are numbered. They say even Joel Alexander, who created a cult-like following on social media for his talent of growing facial hair, has chosen to shave his face completely.
Who the hell's Joel Alexander?
I figured you guys might know.
No. Don't know.
I know Jason Alexander.
He's known for his growing his beard?
Yes.
Yeah, I missed that.
He's this guy.
He's that guy.
This guy, Lise.
Okay.
He's the model guy, the beard model guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know him.
So
I sure as hell didn't grow my beard.
Every time you look up, when you look up beard,
he comes
or
up.
Whatever,
he comes
up. It's that guy. There's two of them.
So Andy,
Lynn
Coon
is obsessed with one of them.
Oh, that's right.
Lynn Coon? I don't know, Lynn. Which one do you love?
Let's get. We're gonna turn your mic on there, Lynn. Lynn's filling in for Jason the Jew today. So
Lynn, what's the bearded guy's name that you love?
There's many different bearded men that I love, but I can't tell you exactly who. I can't see what you guys are looking at.
Oh,
so it's not Joel Alexander.
No, I don't even know who that is.
Oh, no.
Because who's
your guy that you like?
There's this guy. He doesn't really have a beard. It's like more like long hair. His name's Brock O'Horn. That's the guy that I'm in love with.
What's his name?
But pretty much Rocco? Anybody with a beard bun is guy? Hot.
Yeah, it's the man bun guy.
That's right.
Yeah, that's man bun guy. But any guy with a beard is hot.
What did you say his name was? Brock O'Horn?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
What the hell name is that, Lynn?
Lynn likes underground men.
And how do you spell Brocco?
He's gorgeous.
Brocco. I like Brock O'Horn.
I've been searching Brock O'Horn, but nothing comes up here.
Did you mean broken horn?
Brock O'Horn? Break horn?
B-R-A-K-O? Horn?
No, it's Brock and then O'Horn.
Oh, Brock O'Horn. he's an Irish horn of the O'Horn clan.
Oh, I see who it is.
That man is gorgeous. But no, any guy with a beard is pretty sexy.
Brock, Dave, Brack.
Oh, I don't know his goddamn names.
Brack O'Horn.
Oh, okay. Wow, he's naked on here.
Lisa, he's like half naked on here.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this is the guy I've seen Lynn post a couple times.
This century's Fabio, he looks like.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
His hair is like down past his nipples.
Yeah.
Okay. So
he's tell
got
the guy
he's
before
got the
he...
hair bun, the long yeah. hair, and the beard. He's got.
Yeah.
Lisa, wow, he's like half
he's
naked
like
on
hair.
He's
got it all going on. He has all the trends. Like nakedness, man buns, shaved pubes.
Brock O'Horn.
Lisa's doing some Googling.
Lynn Coon's underground love.
I told you she's in love
with
one of
these
guys.
Posting stuff.
Yeah.
To the point where I blocked her.
Yeah.
All right, Lynn Coon, thanks for that update.
Yeah.
That's our hot guy update from Lynn Coon. Someone just texted her, by the way. Lynn, I have a beard and a man bun. Call me.
Oh, wow.
We'll pass along your number to Lynn in a moment. So they say the beard trend is over and done.
So I wanted to know if Andy, you'll be.
No, I like my beard.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel it feels right.
I saw pictures of you before you had it. And it's definitely different now. Yeah. I'm so used to you with it.
I know if I shaved, like I'd look weird to you guys. I bet because I have had it for so long.
You just have like a baby face.
You'd look like you were 10.
I know. I look like a 10-year-old little chubby kid. Yeah, that's not cool.
A chubby 10-year-old.
Yeah, this is I like my beard though.
James, every guy has a beard now.
Do you get rid of yours every once in a while?
I'll have like different lengths. So like right now I'm in like my spring summer length, but then in the fall and the winter I'll let it go.
Spring summer
a little crazier.
Right.
But yeah, I won't get rid of my beard. Like I look like a child if I don't have it.
Yeah, I'm the same way, man.
Oh, to look like a child again. You guys don't know what you're missing.
I look like a child that's been burning the candle at both ends. I look like a rough child.
That kid's had a rough life. rough life.
I won't get rid of mine. That's for sure. Yeah. It's not a full beard, but I won't.
Your goatee's there to stay.
Yeah, as white as it gets.
All right, time for some celebrity dirt from the Riff Files. John Stamos got a DUI Friday night. He was pulled over in Beverly Hills after police saw him driving erratically, and apparently he was so out of it, they handcuffed him, and they had paramedics take him to a hospital. Oh, wow, that's bad.
That is bad.
The cops followed him. They cited him for DUI while he was getting treatment. Then he was discharged later that night. He tweeted, quote, "Thanks to everyone for their love and support. I'm home and well. Very appreciative of the Beverly Hills Police and Cedars Hospital for their care," but didn't elaborate on anything. According to reports, numerous people called the cops to tip them off about his driving. There was no one else in his car at the time.
I think he's like an under-the-radar kind of a mess, you know, but no one really cares.
He's John Stamos.
Right.
But, you know? I mean, now's not the time to screw stuff up, right? He's the one in charge of it all, though, right? He's putting it all together.
The pressure of Full House. That's what it is.
That's pressure. This has got to be a great six episodes.
Working again.
Yeah.
And he's got the bars set pretty high because of how well written that show was.
People are expecting a lot.
Yeah, they are.
Really, really are. Well, Jurassic World was estimated to make about $135 million this weekend.
Yes.
Would have been great. It ended up pulling in $204.6 million, which is close to a record.
Whoa.
It is the second best opening weekend in history.
Wow.
Just a few million shy of The Avengers, which made $207 million in its opening weekend in 2012. Jurassic World did set the record for the highest worldwide opening of all time with $511.8 million.
You know what's crazy? I don't have any desire to see this movie.
I saw it.
Yeah, did I don't you? Have any desire.
Listen, I took the boys to see it, and I got to say, no wonder it made so much money. Literally, there was a showing every 15 minutes. Like, it was in 12 theaters at the theater we went to.
Hmm. So, but does that speak to how bad people like these dinosaur movies?
That's what it's all about. My boys loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was the best movie they'd ever seen.
Is it frightening the way the first one was? It was terrifying, right? Like, the dinosaurs were trying to kill everybody.
Yeah, that same deal.
Okay, same deal.
And there's some, like, jump out of your seats moments.
Yeah.
Did I love it? No.
Yeah.
It was okay. If you go in expecting a cheesy dinosaur action movie, that's what you get.
Yeah.
And that's what I went in expecting. I was expecting more out of Chris Pratt, to be truthful. I thought he was good, but he wasn't funny Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Like, he was action hero Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
And so it was kind of hard. He had a couple of funny little lines. Other than that, he was very serious and brooding and, you know, he was a T-Rex trainer.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You know, they need to
speak. It was weird. The premise was a little weird, but he's already signed up for the next one, and this is guaranteed this is going to continue.
Yeah, like, people, I guess, want to see these.
Yeah.
I mean, I stopped wanting to see them after the first one.
Yeah, I did too, man. I never, like, had any inkling. After I watched the first one, I didn't want to watch the second or third one, really.
No, and I wanted to, you know, I wanted to dig up dinosaur bones my whole life.
Yeah.
And I don't have any real...
I thought the first one was sweet, though, but I was like...
Yeah, me too.
12 or 11 or something.
Yeah, like. Maybe it's more for kids.
Yeah. But even when I watch it now, I'm like, sweet.
But see, that's the thing. So does it fall in that territory of, like Dave... Where, Dave, you brought your kids to see this. Because that's what makes money, right?
Absolutely.
That is what makes money.
Yeah, that's what makes money.
The boys could not wait. That's why we had to go opening weekend.
Yeah.
Like, they've been talking about this since, like, February.
I tried to have my son watch a little bit of Guardians of the Galaxy. He can't even handle that. So I wouldn't be able to take it.
He got bored?
No, he got scared.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they going to die?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah, no, I don't recommend this then. There's definitely some terrifying moments.
Yeah.
Does Chris Pratt rock the neckerchief like Dr. Grant?
No, I don't recall a neckerchief.
Okay.
At all. There were some ludicrous moments, of course. You know, it's a dinosaur movie. But the special effects, I'll say. Thankfully, much better than the original Jurassic Park.
They have come a long way. Yeah.
I do think, though, you know, I read something about them finding blood cells inside actual fossils, which seems crazy to me, but we're going to get to there.
You think
I'm telling you right now.
We're going to have dinosaurs
Jurassic Park is going to be a real place. You know,
the funny thing is, I had that conversation with Aiden on the way out. He's like, Dad, do you think they'll actually build a place like that?
Oh, there's no. Dude, if you look at how much.
Judging from the movies, it doesn't go well.
No, it never does. It never goes well. It never goes well in the movies, but you know that in real life, people think, well, we could make it go well.
I think that I think they're literally working on recreating a mastodon.
Yeah, which I want to see.
I'd like to see.
And so if you think these movies do well, how much money would Jurassic Park make?
A literal Jurassic Park.
A literal Jurassic Park.
Even after seeing movies where people are devastatedly ripped to shreds, yes. My boys were like, I'd love to go there.
Yeah. Yes.
I'd be all Jeff Goldblum-y about it. I'd just be like, this is a bad idea.
Yeah. Come on, Andy, we're going!
A bad idea, I don't think
this
so.
This is awesome!
Chaos theory, I mean, anything can happen.
I'm going to drag Andy with me and the kids to Jurassic World, the theme park. Mike from New Baltimore, good morning, how are you?
Penis, guys.
Penis, you had a comment.
Yeah, I was actually a little saddened by it. You know, I saw the movies when I was a kid, loved it, and you know, I was real excited to go see this one, and it was basically just the same movie redone with just relevant actors. And,
yeah, I mean, I feel like that's, you know, wasn't the second and third one kind of the same movie with just a little bit of a difference?
Well, I'll say this is now what has happened is, so they're not denying, you know, the previous movies still exist in this one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's 20 years later, okay. And the world's, like, second richest man has built a theme park.
Yeah.
With these dinosaurs. There's rides, there's attractions. Yeah. It looks like, you know, Disney World, but with real dinosaurs.
It's everything that I say is going to happen in the next 30, 40 years.
So it's a somewhat different, but of course, yeah, dinosaur havoc ensues and people die.
Yeah.
Just like the other movies. That's their.
Great. No, I don't need to see it.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Yeah, I
mean, who would have thought that movie was about dinosaurs attacking people?
Let me guess. At the end, there's some kind of scene where it looks like the dinosaurs got off the island.
Right. I bet.
Although, of course, you know, the nerds have figured out what it would cost to actually build a place like this.
Yeah.
And they say it would be $23.4
billion. Mm. Yeah.
With $11.9 billion in annual costs. So okay. You'd have to make a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, but I think you could do it. You could make a load of money if you just had, like, one dinosaur.
Yeah.
Like, if they make that mastodon and they bring it to Busch Gardens, they'll make... How many people will fly from all over the world to see this? This used to be a dead animal, like an extinct animal.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
Man,
absolutely.
There is a fascination there. I've seen those videos of just extinct animals that aren't dinosaurs, and it fascinates me.
Yeah, like the dodo bird. I'd want to see one.
I want to see a dodo bird, and there was this other tiger-type thing that was a weird tiger that went extinct, and they have, like, video footage of it, like,
dude,
one of the last ones.
If they make a place where it's like, oh, there's a saber-toothed tiger, a real one. There's a, you know, triceratops. Are you kidding me? Take my money.
I don't want to mess with a triceratops.
Listen, oh, people love it. The biggest worldwide opening in history and the second biggest opening in North America at weekend opening at the box office. So a lot more Jurassic Park is coming our way.
You know that.
One more call on this. Dan from Mount Clemens, you had a comment on Jurassic World.
Penis balls, guys.
Penis.
Penis.
Hey, listen, I got an ex-wife that used to be a manager, usher at a movie theater.
Yeah.
All of these millions of dollars, a lot of that money has to do with $9 boxes of popcorn. That's all built into it. That's not just ticket sales. $6 bottle box of Jujubes.
Right, Dan.
You know, a $10 Coke and all of this. That's what they don't tell you.
Okay, man. Thank you for the theater ticket price breakdown.
I also think he's dead wrong.
Yeah, and he's uncovering a conspiracy nobody thought was happening.
It's the Jujube conspiracy.
No, that's because they just count ticket price, right?
Yeah. Ticket sales.
They say ticket sales right in the figure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because what you don't realize, so, okay, but this is the thing, Dave. So, the movie opens to $204 million. How much do you think theaters made off of it this weekend?
Oh, they did extremely
like billions?
Well.
They made billions
They've
off
made
it, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was nuts. As I said, like, there was 12 theater showing the same movie.
Yeah.
Like one whole wing of this theater was just Jurassic World.
Huh. That is crazy.
I haven't seen that even for Avengers or anything like that. No. I've never seen that before. So they knew this was going to be massive. Our badass of the day today is Dave Grohl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. The Foo Fighters were performing at a music festival in Sweden Friday night. Dave Grohl tripped and fell on the stage. It looked pretty bad, and it was. He broke his leg in at least one place. There were just two songs. They were just two songs into the gig when this happened. But instead of cutting things short, he had the medics treat his leg, and then he came back out and finished the entire three-hour set.
That's Did you awesome. See the x-ray that he showed?
Oh, my God,
I didn't
yes.
see it.
I didn't
it
see
was
the
back bone.
Oh,
I'm going to find it here.
Yeah,
for you,
find it.
I saw it this morning.
Ouch. That would suck.
Yeah, look for Dave Grohl's
yeah,
x-ray.
It was, it looked pretty bad.
He's a total badass.
That is unbelievably badass because, Andy, if you were performing and you fell off the stage and broke your leg, how do you think that would work out for you?
Just be like, oh, get me out of here. I'm like, no, I'm not going to finish the show. My leg is broken at the back of the bone.
So, oh, look at that.
Yeah. So ow, that's
my God.
What happened. And he just put his leg up on like a cooler and played sitting down.
Yeah. So here's it happening here. He goes down bad. Like trippity trip, bam.
It's weird that you can break your leg just tripping like that. Yeah, he didn't like fall a far distance.
I think I really broke my leg.
Wow.
So look, you have my promise right now that the Foo Fighters, we're going to come back and finish your show. But right now, you got to do second battle right now. You got to do it. Can you do it? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, right now, I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to fix my leg. But then I'm going to come back, and we're going to play for you again.
Is he on morphine right now?
I don't know. He's badass, though, dude. That is incredibly badass.
He's and like one of the coolest guys.
Absolutely. No
yeah.
doubt.
Really
I think he's the last true rock star.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Because, I mean...
No, that's Fall Out Boy, Andy. Let's get it straight.
Oh, you got it. He died inside.
So then there he is. He's got his cast on, his leg up, and they're performing. He's just sitting in a chair.
He's got to be in pain.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Heavily medicated.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he felt his broken leg.
No.
So he's just going to finish the tour with the broken leg then?
I guess so.
I don't know if they're on. Are they on tour right now?
I didn't
hear that. That was just a music festival in Sweden.
Oh,
I don't know
okay.
if that was a part of their tour or a one-off, but definitely our badass of the day is Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. If you want to see those videos, by the way, of him falling and then coming back out, they are up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can check them out there if you haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, he's the coolest guy on the planet.
On the other side of that is another accident on stage. This one happened to the Australian boy band 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh, my God, no! No, Dave, what happened?
They were performing.
Oh, son of a bitch! No, not 5 days for five seconds of summer.
5 Seconds of Summer were performing in London Saturday night. Their guitarist caught on fire.
Oh, no.
Yes!
That's
yes!
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes!
He got too close to the pyrotechnics, and the flames caught his hair on fire.
Yes, they have video.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's take it in slow motion here so you can see. Yeah, up there, and boom, he's on fire.
Jesus, there's some fire in my hair! The other guy's like, sorry, we're rocking it.
They had no idea what happened.
At least those guys have instruments.
Wow. It's dangerous being a rock star.
It's dangerous being a...
2 seconds. Michael has hurt himself, so we will not be continuing the show right now. Just want to say thank you so much for coming.
We love you!
He is okay. You guys have been the best crowd we could ever ask for tonight. Thank you so much.
It didn't even look...
that crazy.
It wasn't that bad. Yeah. It wasn't like Michael Jackson.
He's like, Although the bandages look pretty bad. He tweeted a photo of himself with his face half bandaged up. He said, sorry, I couldn't finish. I look like Two-Face. Thanks for worrying.
Mm-hmm. They want to get rid of those...
Super awesome flames! Super awesome flames! Flames! Look at shoot up the...
You know, just 5 seconds of summer. We just want to rock.
I was like 5 seconds. I was on fire. Mm-hmm.
5 seconds of flames.
Yeah. 5 seconds of flames. 2 years of skin graft.
So you got the bad boy, you got the good boy, and then you got the Phantom of the Opera guy.
Yeah, he's going to have the mask on. That's super hot. He's my favorite. He's the mysterious one.
Mysterious.
Oh my God, guys. He's so mysterious.
Finished his face.
You too, fanboys. We're going to do What's Up with the Asians in a second. What did a Chinese man do after he was devastated by his divorce? We'll talk about that after Chuck the Freak Check Sports.
What a fool. Sports brought to you by Gorno Ford. It is hot outside and time to get into a hot lease at Gorno in Woodhaven. Lease the 2015 Ford Focus SE for $181 a month or an Escape SE for $194 a month, both with a 2-year lease and zero down. Gorno Ford in Woodhaven, it's where the Ford people go. So, Indians took on the Tigers yesterday again. It was going to be Corey Kluber, the ace of the Indians, against our beloved Tigers. And it was funny because they were talking. They did like a little video montage, I think, a couple months ago. And people were talking about Miggy, and Corey Kluber was like, he hits every single thing I throw. And, well, Miggy did that to him again yesterday. He's just hitting a bunch of 450-foot home runs all of a sudden. And so he hit one again yesterday. He hit his 14th home run. It was a solo shot in the fourth inning. It was estimated at 450 feet into the ivy out there. And, Tigers ended up pouring it on. They ended up beating Cleveland 8-1. J.D. Martinez, he added a 3-run homer for the Tigers as well. Alfredo Simon, he pitched. He allowed 3 hits, struck out 5 in the first 5 innings. And then there was a huge rainstorm, and it was delayed for an hour and 50 minutes, and they had to bring Hardy in again, and he did okay this time. And Soria, I think, gave up the home run. It's funny, he came out for the 9th inning and they only let him throw 20 pitches. They were like, well, you're throwing 20 pitches. And they got the bases loaded at some point. They took him out. And
JV back.
JV was back on Saturday. I didn't get to see much of his actual start, but I guess it was okay.
It was good. Yeah, it was okay.
You know, Tiger still blew it.
Yeah. But they said he was pleased, and Brad Ausmus said he was pleased with how it looked. What are they going to say, though?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
No, but I mean, he was throwing, 94, 95 and, doing what he does. And so that's good. I don't know if you saw Max Scherzer almost threw a perfect game yesterday, though. Nice to still have that guy. He struck out 16 guys or something like that and gave up one hit. No runs, shutout, 9 innings.
But you can't have everybody now, can you? We have
Green.
Green. No, we're green.
He's in Toledo.
Oh, he's gone now.
Yeah.
We don't have him. That's good.
Yeah, you're right. We don't even have him.
It's time now for What's Up with the Asians?
This is like the Asian Chuck the Freak story.
Oh, my God.
Devastated by divorce or devastated by marriage? I don't know. This dude is in a cave doing what he wants. Total freedom, Chuck. He's living your dream.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
10 years ago, a man in China got a divorce, then started spending his newfound freedom digging a 13-foot-wide, 100-foot-deep cave.
Amazing.
Which he now calls home.
Oh, I love this guy.
It took Zhu and I 6 years to dig this paradise.
Mm-hmm.
You'd never spend enough time doing that.
No, but I'd hire it done.
He says it gives him peace and quiet and the chance to escape reality.
Oh, man, I just hate reality.
Now, 57-year-old Zhu is loving life, no nagging wife, nobody telling him what to do, when to do it. Instead, he's enjoying fresh air, planting trees, exercising in the wilderness. He says there's nothing wrong with it at all.
I'd love a cave-like structure, as long as it has cable and the internet. I can run some wires into that
modern
cave.
Technology
air
in the
conditioning,
cave.
Air conditioning.
Oh, yeah, not a lot of cave heating. Air conditioning around.
Well, no, he hasn't designed it the way I would have.
So you basically, have more you like just a need a bat cave.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or how about a house? Just a different house.
Yeah, a house is good. I like a house.
That might be okay.
Over a cave.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll take a house, but. I mean, your own bat cave, though.
Pretty cool.
Like
pretty
a secret cool. entrance. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know something went horribly wrong, though, when you start digging a cave for yourself to live in. Yeah. Something, she beat you down on some level.
Oh, I get it. No, I can see how you could easily... I almost started digging a cave yesterday, I know.
Wow, you totally relate.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris turns 42 today. He's going to have a low-key celebration. Just a few family and friends, and a song and dance number featuring a 100-piece orchestra, 30 backup dancers, a dozen exotic animals, confetti, and fireworks.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty low-key for him.
Keeping it small.
Pizza Hut is going to start selling a new pizza stuffed with hot dogs this Thursday. In addition to 5 pounds of cased meat and 6 pounds of cheese, the pizza also comes with unfathomable amounts of shame and regret. You will be sad. And finally, a company is working on a sex doll that can talk.
Okay.
I think they're missing the point.
Yeah.
I think they are definitely missing the point.
Some noise might be good.
Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on 101 WRIF.
Dave.
It must be like angels blowing you.
Chuck the Freak.
Blow it might come right out.
Lisa Way.
Aggressive ball play.
Dave and Chuck the Freak on the Riff.
A segment of Dave and Chuck the Freak brought to you by Safeway of Metro Detroit. Are you an ASE certified technician looking to take your career to the next level? If so, Safeway of Metro Detroit wants to talk to you right now. Full Blue Cross benefits, company match 401, and the most competitive wages. Visit SafewayAutoservice.com. That's SafewayAutoservice.com. When we come back in just a moment, a listener caught a guy watching a movie. She thinks he should not have been watching. What was it that has her curious about him? And what did you uncover that seemed fishy to you?
Mm.
What did you uncover that seemed fishy to you about someone? Something's fishy. We'll open up the riff lines and talk about that when we come right back here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
30% of men are unhappy with the size of their junk. And guys with the biggest junk were just as likely to be insecure about their size as guys with the smallest junk. Jacob, do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Because you go out swimming or something like that and it comes up and, you know, everybody can see what you're working with now.
Uh-huh.
It's just sometimes it's just too much and people are all staring at you. And
well, the cops are calling him
pulling
over,
you over because it's so big. The guy with the giant wang, pull him over.
I just called the cop. I just did. I don't want to hear any more of that.
Sabrina from Warren.
I was with a guy once and he was like so big that I just couldn't handle it. And he tried knocking at the back door once. And
That's like a SWAT team storming a building.
Get the hammering ball. We're not sure what he means. The hammering rod.
I think he means the battering ram.
Right, get it.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
7:36 on a Monday morning. Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF. Thanks for joining us. You know, Riff.com is getting bigger and better. Starting tomorrow, the Riff is updating our website, and you will need to join the Riff Cyber Crew to take advantage of some of the features on the site now, including listening live online. So get signed up for the Riff Cyber Crew right now. Get ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Go to WRIF.com. You'll see the Cyber Crew icon right there in the top right corner. Click on that, sign up, and you'll be all set when our brand new website launches tomorrow. WRIF.com. A listener caught a guy watching a movie she thinks he should not have been watching by himself. What was it that has her curious about him? And what did you uncover about someone that seemed fishy to you?
Seems kind of fishy.
That is
fishy.
We're going to talk fishy business coming up here in just a second on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
101 WRIF. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
What did you uncover about someone that seemed kind of fishy to you? Made you say, that seems fishy.
248-544-WRIF. 248-544-9743. Toll free 1-855-WRIF-101. Or you can text us at 4-WRIF-49743. We got an email from Dana, who listens to the show every single day, she says. Now, she says in her email that she sent to davidchuckthefreak@WRIF.com, I never read 50 Shades of Grey, but I rented the movie with one of my friends. Thought it was horrible. 2 hours of my life I'll never get back.
Yeah.
Well, I've been seeing this guy for a while, and when I told him I saw the movie, he said, oh, I saw it too, by myself. He said he was bored and curious one night.
Oh, boy.
So he rented it.
Oh, my.
Something seems fishy to me, she says. I don't know any guy who would rent that movie to watch on their own. Part of me thinks something's up. He watched it with another girl or something else, but he's just not telling me. Have any guys legitimately watched 50 Shades of Grey on their own, or is this fishy to you guys? Love to know what you think.
Oh,
sounds
man.
Fishy to me.
I think it's super fishy, Lisa.
Extra duper fishy?
I think maybe he watched it with another girl, yeah. But he messed up by saying that he saw it. And then he probably had to like quickly think, by myself. I saw it by myself.
Yeah, it's just bored. I was really bored one night. I just kind of like rented it. It's 50 Shades of Grey, whatever. I mean, I just heard about it.
See,
that's what happened.
That's funny because my brain didn't even go to he saw with another girl. My brain went to he figured that there'd be a lot of jerking off going on for him that night while he was watching it.
But, oh, like it was like a sex movie. Like he would, you know, like a mainstream porn. Like
sitting but it's down for women. I mean, he didn't know that. I mean, you could just watch a porn.
That's what I think. I think every guy's pre-programmed with the hardcore porno is better than 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. Right. They know.
For
that it's,
jerking.
Yeah, that's what they, guys. It is. It's a different brain. I mean, it was made, that movie was made for a woman.
Right.
To
yeah,
enjoy,
like that whole series was. So you're probably right then.
Yeah, it's
be another. It's another chick.
Yeah, because they just started dating, right? So he was dating other people probably before her.
Yep. Oh, she says she's seen him for a while. So I've been seeing him for a while.
Sometimes.
Or they're not committed. Maybe.
Well, or they weren't then, or at least she was maybe and he wasn't.
Vince from Garden City is on the Riff Lines. Vince, you're a guy that watched 50 Shades of Grey by yourself.
Yes, I did, but it was only after I watched it with my girlfriend because she wanted to do something and I had to watch it again to get the instructions.
So it was more of an instructional video. How to.
Let me see how we do here.
Right, take notes and really study it. Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to slow-mo this. So
well,
can
you tell us in a PG kind of way what it was you were taking notes on?
It's the first part that involves people being tied up.
She was into that, huh?
Yeah, well, she's younger than me, and I'm really up for anything when it comes to her, so.
So you went, did you do it?
Yeah, we did. It was fun.
It went well? Okay.
Just a one-time deal?
Well, but that was recently, so we haven't really had a chance to go for round two.
Wow, you tie that bitch up again, then.
Yeah. Yep, hog tire.
All right, thanks for calling in, man.
Okay, so that's different.
So that's totally different. Yeah. And watching it as an instructional video, getting ideas from it.
I guess he couldn't tell the girl that either. Well, I was getting some ideas.
I thought
I'd tie you up later and do whatever they do on that movie. I've never seen it, so I don't know. But
butt plug. Listen, I have, I guess, looked fishy even myself.
Many times.
But many times. As you guys know, I'm not adverse to going to a movie just right by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one movie that I decided to I rented off of my Xfinity by myself a while back was Hunger Games. And I watched Hunger Games by myself. And to me, Hunger Games is like a girl. Well, at the time,
a lot of guys, I think, have seen that.
I've seen them all with my kids,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah. So to me, I was like, I'm never going to see that. And then I decided, well, I guess I will.
Yeah.
And I was like, whew. Like I felt fishy myself until after I watched it, and I was like, well, that was okay. I liked it.
Yeah. It's not a girly movie.
But at the time, I was like, this is a teen-based. Like, I didn't look at it much different than the Twilight series. I thought it was, like, right up in that whole realm. And I'm like, well, here I go.
Dude, I'm in the same boat, except I'll take it one further, Chuck.
Okay.
Here we go. A friend of mine who's a dude that's my age, him and I went and saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so like two, a mandate.
Two burly dudes went and saw The Hunger Games.
Oh, my God.
I
thought you were saying 50 Shades of Grey. I'm you went with another dude to see 50 Shades of Grey?
No, Dave, that would be weird.
That would be old and
yeah, he wouldn't have admitted to that.
No.
Me and Ken went to see 50 Shades of Grey.
Ken and I.
Yeah, Hunger Games, I understand a bit.
But I thought the same thing, though, dude. I was like, this is like a Twilight movie, bro. I'm like, what are we doing? This is super fishy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. People are looking at us with those fishy eyes.
Those two guys look fishy over there.
I felt fishy. I was like, okay, well, geez, I kind of liked it. I hope that's not too fishy. A few more calls in this, and then we want your calls. What seemed fishy to you? What did you uncover about someone that seemed kind of fishy? Jack from Brighton. Hi, how are you? Hi, Jack.
Doing good. About yourself?
Good, man. You had a comment.
Good.
Penis falls.
Falls.
Penis.
Penis.
No, it's back to the 50 Shades of Grey. One night I came home. It was pretty late. Like, I just got done partying. It was about, like, maybe 1 in the morning. Walked downstairs, and my brother was watching 50 Shades of Grey all by himself in just a dark basement.
Mm-hmm. That's fishy.
And I walk down the stairs, and right when I get to the bottom, I kind of, like, stop and stare at him, like, what you doing, bro? And he's like, oh, I wrote a 50 Shades of Grey. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to bed. I don't want to know nothing about this.
Mm-hmm. That's fishy, all right. Definitely fishy. Yeah, Alex fishy. From Cleveland, how are you?
Great. Penis.
Penis, you had a comment.
Actually, one of my best friends and I went and saw 50 Shades of Grey together, like just two guys, like because we thought it was going to be a terrible movie.
And then who blew who?
No, he really enjoys dumb movies, so we just thought, like, if something's worth doing, it's worth overdoing. So we both, like, dressed up in suits and just went to be obnoxious and see, like, how bad the movie was.
You suited up to go see it.
Suited up with the bro.
Come on, I know what was going on there.
You were trying
you
to pick up.
You guys were like, well, no other guy's going to do this. Yeah. It's time to get well-dressed and go down there and try and tie some bitches up.
There's going
to
be a lot of moist lady bits.
I just heard the AC/DC Who Made Who, but who blew who?
I'm gonna tell you. All right, Alex.
Who blew you?
Thanks for calling in, man.
Sometimes it's my friend, did. Sometimes it's me who does the.
So I don't think she should be really worried about this guy. I mean, if she catches him, then watching more similar movies, sure. It could have just been curious. There was so much talk about this movie. You can see maybe a guy be like, what's all this fuss about? Mm. I may just watch it if there's nothing else available to rent that I haven't seen or something like that.
Man.
It's a tough go, but I'm sure there's some guys that have watched it by themselves just to see what it was all about. I wouldn't freak out if I was her.
Yeah.
Don't end your relationship because he watched 50 Shades of Grey.
You know what's funny? I feel like I've seen enough clips, and I haven't even seen many clips, but I've seen enough clips and still photos to know I never want to see that movie.
Yeah, I have no desire to
the
see
the extra bush me that neither. They put on and all that stuff. There's nothing about it that interests me.
This text came in. We're asking, what have you discovered about someone that seemed fishy to you? This one said, while serving overseas for the Army, one of the other soldiers had a copy of the movie Legally Blonde 2.
Oh, my God.
Fishy.
That is fishy.
Mm-hmm. Who's that, though? Isn't that
That's Reese.
Yeah.
Do you have that movie?
I don't have that movie. Have I seen it?
Yes, you have.
Call me Andy Fishy Green.
Fishy about that, Andy. Yeah. Let's go to Daniel from Brighton on the Riff Lines, 248-544-9743. What have you discovered about someone that seemed fishy to you, Daniel?
All right. Morning, penis, you guys. How's it going?
Good.
Show.
Penis.
Thanks, man. All right. Okay, so here's the story. So me and my mother were helping my older brother move into his new apartment. And he lived in, like, a duplex, I guess. One side of the building was the top floor. Second side of the building was the bottom floor. He lived in the top floor. And we were moving in. We got all the stuff out. And his neighbor comes out of the door, and he's got these crazy, crazy eyes, man. It was something else. So he lived kind of far away at the time, so we stayed the night at his house. And, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, he's blaring Harry Potter music. Oh, and I look at my mom because it woke her up, and I looked at her and I said, this is what murderers listen to. And, turns out 2 weeks later, he killed a guy and killed another guy, and he's definitely crazy.
No.
Hold on a second. You heard him blaring Harry Potter music at 3 in the morning, and you assumed he had to be some sort of killer. And a couple of weeks later, he actually did kill someone.
Yep, for sure. It was definitely something else.
So the Harry Potter music was fishy to you.
It is, though. Listen to it.
Oh, yeah. Would you look? Yeah, that scares me pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's another movie I've never seen a single one.
No, I haven't either. And it's like in the nerd realm, which is weird.
Yeah. To me, it is in a subclass of the nerd realm that I do not
visit. Again, I see it all because of my boys. I've seen every single one of these movies.
You've seen all seven of them?
I've seen all seven, or I think it's eight.
Oh,
and it's like the last one's in two parts. And I didn't want to see it for a second. But I'll say they were well done.
Isn't it females, if you're older, you know, female nerds? Or children.
Yes,
absolutely. It's a child's book. And
right.
So to me, because there will be people that try to lump this and like Lord of the Rings in the same.
I hate when they do that.
And no, it's not even close.
Yeah, but listen, so, just sitting like in the dark listening to this music.
This is what you plot killings to.
Right. Or just murder somebody to this music.
Now,
oh my God.
Can I admit to myself that I have listened to the soundtrack just sitting by myself alone? Yes, I have.
And what was it?
The Star Wars soundtrack. Yeah.
I think that's a touch different.
I don't know. It's weird.
It's not as murdery.
It's not as murdery, but it is. It's odd to just sit and listen to a soundtrack.
It is.
Sure.
Anytime.
But I love that Jurassic Park theme we played this morning, you know, and the Indiana Jones theme. Like, there's certain iconic theme songs that I love to hear.
Right.
I don't know if I just sit at home and turn them
exactly.
on.
Exactly. And on a soundtrack, they have that one song, or, you know, Star Wars has maybe three really well-known songs. But then there's like 12 or 13 different other songs you've never heard.
And you kept listening.
And I just keep listening over and over.
Fishy.
What did you discover about someone that seemed kind of fishy to you?
I'm going to kill everybody.
That's fishy. 248-544-WRIF. Vince from Macomb, you're up next. What was it for you, man?
Penis and balls.
Penis.
Penis.
Sport Command.
Sport Command. Got it all.
CrossFit.
Okay.
Got it all in.
We're good.
You're at your limit.
And Hooker needs help.
Okay.
Hooker down. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I was up at school for a bit, and there was this area where people could, like, bring their own gaming consoles and hook them up to TVs and everything. So one day I see this guy, and he's, like, really into the Spider-Man video game he's playing. He's, like, doing things, and he's like, oh, yeah, I saw man, Spidey. And I'm like, okay, wow, all right, that's a thing that's happening. And so eventually I got a conversation going with this guy, because we started talking about comic books. And partway through the conversation, I think to myself, maybe I've made a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
And then, just because of the way this guy was talking and everything. And so then, it turns out when I was about to leave, he goes, oh, hey, are you a Christian? And I'm like, oh, God, no.
So he was a religious freak.
I don't know.
Yes, he was, I assume. Thanks for the
call, Vince. Something seemed kind of fishy.
Yeah.
That call was fishy.
Yeah. Get to the fishy point, God damn it.
Get to the fishy point. Yes, wake me up. Wake me up in a bit.
But thanks for listening. We should have known with the 15 greetings that it was going to be a while.
Yeah.
Guy's got a lot of time.
I'm surprised he made it. Because Dave gave him a limit twice.
Yeah, I was feeling generous.
Yeah,
that
you
ends
were.
Now.
Yeah.
That ends now.
Yeah, it's over.
We're wondering what you've discovered about someone that seems fishy. This guy said, uncovered my girlfriend's panties and definitely a little fishy.
Oh, my God.
That's not what we mean by fishy. Mm, just to clarify, everyone's about that. It's all about the fishy odor.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Fishy as in, something's curious about this.
Yeah.
Of course we have to.
We have to explain what fishy means.
We're the only show on Earth that has to explain what fishy means.
Man, fishy like the smell.
Ben Chuck, Support Command, CrossFit. Penis, balls,
how's
Lisa.
She going?
Now, fishy, I ran into Fishy a couple of times.
Yeah, one time I was at the store and I bought some fish. And then my hands, they smelled fishy. All right, thanks a lot, guys. Love the show.
Also lady bits. Yeah. They can be so fishy.
When we discussed this topic to bring on the air, we didn't sit around and say that they
we didn't foresee.
They won't understand fishy.
We didn't foresee that.
Think they'll get what fishy means?
There was never that.
Of course they'll get what fishy means.
Fishy seems right in our wheelhouse. Yeah.
Yep.
Nope. You know?
Outside of the wheelhouse.
Grooved it right down the middle for us to hit. Fishy. No.
Oh, I got it. Girl bitch is fishy.
What didn't seem right to you?
We're changing it. What did you uncover right?
That didn't seem right? That ain't right, you said.
That's a little suspicious.
48544.
Suspicious? What the hell does that mean?
9743.
Superspicious?
That ain't right.
I ain't superstitious or nothing.
Mike from Canton, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Support Command.
What seemed fishy to you?
All right. So this is actually my girlfriend's story. She had her ex-fiance. He was in the U.S. Army for a couple years, and while he was there, he was having her send him some sex toys, namely some plugs. Oh. And he was borrowing her dresses and wearing them every so often, not whenever she was home, but, you know, she'd come home, they wouldn't be where she left them, and, you know, things just weren't right. Well, turns out, last year, he started the process to become a woman, and is now living out his life as a woman.
That seems fishy to me.
Any kind of dress wearing is pretty...
Yeah, listen, butt plugs for a dude, that's fishy.
I just come in here in a dress one day. I'm like, this isn't fishy, is it?
Not fishy at all. Andy's in a sundress. Oh, it's so hot.
I think it's lovely.
Yeah, I love spaghetti straps.
So, Caitlin Green.
So freeing.
Vince. Hi, Vince. You're on with David Chuck the Freak. Good morning.
Penis,
what did you uncover that seemed fishy to you?
Well, me and my buddy accidentally wound up being the ones looking fishy. We went to go see it was Avengers or something release, and we were standing in this long line that we figured was released, making all these jokes about bro date because it appeared everyone in line was couples. Everyone's also kind of staring at us. We're both bearded guys, all this. Well, the guy beside us kind of leans over to me after a good 20 minutes or so standing in this line and is like, so do you guys realize you're in the Twilight release line?
Oh, that's tough.
Jesus.
Yeah, I leaned to my buddy and told him, dude, just quietly walk away and act like we're going to get a drink. And
then flee the scene.
Yeah,
two dudes seeing Twilight together.
Super fishy.
That's dead, yeah.
That's like me and Al going to brunch.
Yeah, also quite fishy.
Yeah.
Two men dining alone. I'm sorry.
It is. It gets weird.
It's weird. There's no... I mean, that night that Chuck, years ago, we met for dinner and a movie.
Yep.
Yeah, me and Dave went on a date. We went to like a rib house.
And I just...
And then we went to Scorpion King?
It was the Scorpion King. It was the Scorpion King.
Yep.
And we went to a country...
It was like a roadhouse.
Yeah, it was
like
we had ribs. But it was all country.
Yeah, like wrestle yourself up some ribs.
Yeah. Oh, it was awful. The food was so bad. And then we saw the Scorpion King, which was
the worst theater ever, remember?
So bad.
Like they had a ghetto blaster at the front as the speaker.
We've been on a couple dates.
Because
that was different than, because our other date was
Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider.
We used to see movies together, you know, when we were both single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, no one else would go see those stupid movies with us.
Yeah. Want to go see Tomb Raider?
Well, they also, like, we always do things like people are like, you guys should try this on your show. And what it was we were supposed to go see a movie a week. Remember that?
Oh, that's right.
We were supposed to go see a movie a week so we could talk about the movie.
So it wasn't your idea to go, let's go on.
No, it was like, like a client.
You had to do it.
But it turned into shopping for leather pants for Dave.
leather pants.
Well, Jesus. I was in the leather pants section screaming for Dave to come join me.
I found the pants. I found your pants. Oh, they're amazing, holding and waving them.
Yeah.
These are the ones.
Thank God no one listened to the show back then. They had no idea.
Yeah, it's true. They had
no idea.
Right.
They had no idea.
Just two random gay dudes going to a movie.
Yep. Head back to the riff lines and find out.
Those were the days.
What did you uncover about someone?
What did you uncover about someone that seemed fishy to you, kind of out of place, out of the ordinary? Woody from Taylor.
Hey, penis balls.
False. Penis man. So penis. What have you discovered about someone that seems fishy to you?
I didn't work with this guy. He's already kind of odd anyway, but we have to share the same truck. So when I get in the truck after him, he's got his presets on. So I go through the presets, and every single time I get after him or jumping after him and put the radio on, he's got an Arabic station on. And I'm like, why do you have an Arabic station on? And he's like, well, what's wrong with Arabic? And I'm like, well, do you speak Arabic? He's like, well, no. I said, well, why would you listen to it? He goes, well, I don't know. I'm like, well, that's kind of fishy.
So he's not Arabic.
No, he's not Arabic.
And he listens, just likes the Arabic music.
It's like talking Arabic.
Oh, yeah. So it's like...
like a talk radio?
Like he's going to pick up something. Wait a second now.
No, watch out.
Hold on.
I think our freedom's in danger. Our freedom's in danger.
Yep.
Wait a second here.
Maybe.
What do you think's going on there?
Well, maybe he's just trying to, like, infiltrate. Maybe I'll pick up on some signs. Maybe they'll drop a couple hints.
Oh.
Accidentally in English, and I'll save America.
No, a bald eagle survives on fish.
Ain't nothing fishy about that.
That ain't fishy at all. Well, that is weird,
that
though.
That is weird, yeah.
Like, well, because imagine... You know, we get into Chuck's car and there's like an Arabic radio station on. Chuck, what are you listening to, dude?
Oh, this is my favorite show, man.
Do you understand what they're saying?
No idea, but listen to the passion, guys.
Yeah.
He's really upset about something. Something about America.
What did you uncover about someone that seemed fishy? This one, found out my dad has his belly button pierced.
Oh, stop it.
But he's one of the biggest homophobes I know. Fishy.
Oh, but, you know, sometimes
that's generally
that
what
goes
happens.
Hand in hand, right?
The biggest homophobes are the biggest homo-goes.
Yeah. Oh, come on, dude. A guy with his belly button pierced?
That's real.
I've never encountered
James,
it.
Have you encountered that ever? Ever?
In all my encounters with men, no, I've not encountered a guy with a belly button pierced.
Neither have I.
My encounters with men.
I assume that James has put himself in some, you know, scenarios where, you know, who knows what he's seen. And he hasn't seen that.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah.
No.
I caught my supposedly straight girlfriend watching incredibly hardcore lesbian S&M bondage porn multiple times, and she was diddling herself every time.
Nothing strange about that. No, it's not
fishy. They've proven that women tend to watch that kind of stuff, even though they're not into it.
Yeah.
They'll even watch gay guys get it on.
Yeah.
We've proven it on this show.
We absolutely did.
Many calls on that.
Yeah, YouPorn released all their information, and it was like the number one thing was for girls. It was lesbian, then it was gay guys.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you uncovered about someone that seemed kind of fishy to you? 248-544-WRIF. Shannon for more, and you're up next. What was it?
Hi. Penis balls.
Penis.
I actually was hanging out with a girlfriend of mine one night, and my boyfriend got home from work, and I offered him a threesome, and he looked at me and said, not tonight, I'm tired.
He said no to a threesome.
Yep, offered a threesome, and he said, not tonight, I'm tired.
Okay, so what?
Does he had like 6 million threesomes?
He had never had one before. That's what blew my mind, too.
Oh,
that's super Shannon. Fishy.
Super fishy.
Shannon.
I left. Don't you worry.
Oh, you're gone.
Oh, you did.
What do you think was going on?
I really don't know. I don't know if he was just like, maybe a little intimidated by the situation or what.
It was another girl, we assume, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, who would say no?
Hot girl, I assume. Not,
of course.
Of course,
yeah.
Right?
Mm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because that's my mind did.
Tell me one man who would say no to a threesome with another hot woman.
Not very many.
I don't believe.
No. I don't think you can say, like, I wouldn't want one because, like,
you've
Andy
said before,
has said,
too much work. Are you going to disappoint two people?
I can't do it well to one person. Now I have two people reviewing me.
But if one was offered up,
I mean, here it is.
I'll be like, I'll try.
You'll try at least.
Yeah.
I'll try my goddamn best.
I feel like I don't have, I don't have a valid excuse to say no, right. So I guess I have to do this.
I'll give it the old college try.
Let's go for it. Okay, I'm in. Oh, hell, lay down.
Yeah. Sorry about all this.
Don't worry, ladies. It'll be over quick.
Yeah, but most women would assume something's up, right, if a guy said no to that.
How tired would you have to be, Andy, to not do it?
I mean, I'm a 5-hour energy and up. Like, I'll try. Yeah. Like I said, I'll try. If it's offered up, but I'm like you, I'm not out there like, man, I need a threesome. And
yeah, you're not searching it out, but if it comes to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm going to do. I don't care how tired I am.
By the way, Brendan on Twitter said, when I'm not listening to you guys, I'm listening to Abu and Ahmed in the morning.
Oh, man.
Hashtag it ain't fishy. Hashtag America.
Yeah. Those guys are hilarious.
They are.
Abu and Ahmed in the morning.
Yeah.
Ugh.
On ISIS. Arabic FM.
Yeah. ISIS, number one morning show.
Ryan from Toledo, what did you uncover about someone that seemed fishy to you?
Oh, Ryan, penis and balls.
Penis. Balls.
I recently discovered my wife sending some nude photos to a coworker.
Oh, well, that's
that ain't fishy. That's a whore.
Yeah. That's a little whorey.
Yeah.
What was her excuse?
She claims that you know, she lost a lot of weight, and, you know, she claims that it was because I haven't been giving her enough attention, and she was looking for some outside gratification. She claims that as far as it went, but I have my doubts.
But that still ain't cool, dude. Right?
Yeah, no, it's not.
That's not good. Cool.
That's your wife?
Yeah, 5 years.
Oh, dude, oh, dude.
Yep. Fishy.
Fishy, quite fishy. Extra super duper fishy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds like escapee to me. Like, that's pull the chute.
Are you going to, try and make it work? You're going to see if it,
you got kids?
I mean, we've got 2 kids, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
3 and 1, they're young.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Well, I guess what you have to do is you have to prep yourself knowing it's probably bad.
Just give her lots of attention.
Yeah, just swaffle her every night.
Yeah, you hit her with that dong.
Yep. Swaffle her.
Good advice.
All right, man.
That's always the best advice.
Listen.
Work it out.
Can you imagine your spouse? You find that your spouse has been sending nudes to a coworker to be like, hey, check out my new body. No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
Oh,
no.
My God. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, Chuck's the only
one. Different reaction.
Yeah. The only one with a differing view here. His view is not fishy. His view is freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freedom. America.
Oh, man.
Totally different. But come on. Something's up there.
No good,
Something's
man.
Definitely up. We're asking you, what have you uncovered about someone that seems fishy? A few more quick calls here. Let's go next to Ken from Riverview. Good morning. Hi, Ken.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey, balls.
Balls.
Well, one day I woke up and I used to manage this warehouse and I was going to work. And I would go in there, I open up, I turn on all the lights and everything. And when I showed up, the doors were open, the lights were on. There's beer bottles, there's a traffic cone, a bunch of balloons all over the place. And come to find out later that day, a bunch of the sales guys broke in and threw a large party over the weekend.
And that
they had
seemed
balloons?
Fishy to you.
Yeah, that seemed, I thought, that's after fishy. I looked around, I was like, man, something fishy's going on here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Something fishy's been up. That is weird that they break into a place and bring balloons.
That's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
It was a party. They had a party. To me,
nothing
if there's a
party
traffic,
like balloons.
And a traffic cone.
A traffic cone, right.
Every time that I've been somewhere and somehow traffic cones got involved.
It's bad.
There was
chaos.
Some kind of haywire. Yeah. Something happened.
Right. Yeah.
We're either at the most drunk level right. of all time where we stole some cones.
It's never good when you just got some mysterious parking cones.
It's funny that, like, in a basement, like, a lot of guys will have basements in their man space, and they have, like, road signs.
I love road signs. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God, everyone.
Yes.
I had one.
Did you?
All my friends, we had one. That was, like, a thing we did. We were, like, 21. Yeah. Everyone got a sign. If you didn't have a sign, you were a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always see them in basements.
Yeah. Amber actually made me guys of it.
I still want signs. I'd still do it. I got my eye on a couple around here.
My friend had one that said, keep off grass, but then he put the off into an on.
Yeah.
Let's go next to, where are we going here? We're going from to Dwayne. Hi, Dwayne. How are you?
Ripcord.
Ripcord. What seemed fishy to you?
Well, a guy I worked with a long time ago, I haven't seen him in quite a while, but he always insisted in going to this restaurant in Ferndale after work on 9 Mile. It's a Chinese restaurant now, but it used to be like a bar lounge place. And I always noticed a couple of times that after around 6 p.m., there were no women in this place.
Mm-hmm.
And he had exhibited some signs previous that were, well, quite fishy.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out our suspicions were correct.
Let's just go to this one little dive I know.
I am famished.
Well, yeah, it was just like, let's go here. No, let's go to this place. And it was, I can't remember the name, and I wouldn't say anyway, but it's been long out of business, but it was just,
It was fishy.
Very fishy.
Very fishy. Thanks, Dwayne.
A lot of guys who might be fishy in that way, though, they're not like, I feel like they have some kind of fishy feeling about you. If they're
bringing you into their world.
And they're not hiding it.
They're not hiding. It's like, listen, Andy, I was just thinking you might like this place that I discovered.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's this awesome little eatery.
I like food.
It's called Two Guys, One Sausage.
Yeah.
Let's
come
go.
On down here.
I'm famished.
There's nothing but guys there.
Yeah, that's all dudes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I mean. So
I've never seen
it.
Is there a gay restaurant?
There's,
I don't know.
Probably thousands of them.
No, but there's gay bars. But no, I know there's, you know, gay friendly restaurants, of course. But I've never heard of just like a
gay restaurant. Yeah, I don't think there's just like a gay restaurant. You know, like Rainbows or, you know. But who knows? I don't know. It's not really my circle I hang in.
By the way, just a little tip here. If you do call into the Abu and Ahmed in the morning show, apparently they say things like falafel. Jihad. They got different greetings.
Yeah, of course.
This one, my buddy had some strudel and has been liking inspirational love quotes on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag fishy.
Seems fishy.
I'm telling you.
That does seem like imagine though we didn't know that Ken had a girlfriend
and we just saw that behavior
we'd be like, guys,
Ken's buying strudel and liking inspirational love quotes.
Something's fishy.
This is so fishy.
Ken, you're being fishy.
No, I'm not.
You are fishy as fishy.
No, I'm not.
This one,
you guys are overreacting again.
Ordered a chicken sandwich at a local restaurant, came with tartar sauce on it. Seemed fishy to me. Not quite what we mean.
That's again, they're not getting it.
No, they're not.
No, this one, have a hard time.
My mom had a guy friend that would always lock his bathroom. My sisters could never use that bathroom.
That's fishy.
Any locked room that no one's allowed into is fishy. What's going on behind that locked door?
I'll tell you what, though. There are times when I've done something to the bathroom. I feel like I should just turn the lock and then close it.
Seal it.
The next time it should be like you have to pick the lock to get in.
Depending on what year it was, you had like a stack of Playboys in there.
Don't go in there.
Yeah. That's just my Playboy room. That's his alone. That's like his sanctuary. It was his man cave.
Yeah. Of course I lock my den of sin.
That's not fishy at all.
God, I remember going to like my dad. You know, my dad got his hair cut at the same barber all the time, his whole life. You know, he still gets it cut there. And so that's where I got my hair cut when I had hair. And I remember being like a kid going in and there was like a table where you sat and waited and there's just nudie mags.
And we talked about this before. Same at the place my dad took me.
Yeah.
It was all on a rack on the wall. All the latest Penthouse and Playboys.
Yeah. You could just peruse.
Yeah. And this was in a mall. So this was barbershop really in a mall where they had all these magazines you could just sit and look at.
That's crazy.
It's a different time.
Yeah.
It was a different time because my mind,
can you imagine
very young
walking
age.
By a barbershop in a mall and seeing a dude with like a penthouse opened up to the centerfold
at Super Duper Cheap Cuts?
Yeah, no. Could never happen now.
Some light reading.
Yes, Casey was very light. From Toledo, what did you uncover that seemed fishy?
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Not too much.
First time call, by the way, penis.
Penis.
So my ex-girlfriend for like probably 4 years, a pretty good friend. She will try to like talk to me, and she's like, I thought it was a joke at first. She'd always go, hey, so, like just talking about how awesome it'd be for me to like make out with some guy, or like she likes to say stuff. I thought it was funny. Ah, good one. It's funny. I really think she actually is into that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I feel like one time if I go over a place and hang out, she'll try to coerce me into some kind of gay.
So she's trying to get you to make out with dudes.
Yeah, because she's kind
of
into it.
I think she's actually into that kind of stuff. And I feel like she would want more than that, but she's afraid to say more than that. I'm like, nah, I'm not.
Yeah, you need to set it clear. Yeah. You know, if you're picking up on the, she keeps joking about this. Like, hey, whoa, this isn't going to happen. Let's go to Chrissy from Chicago. One more call. Hi, Chrissy.
Okay, this is going to blow your mind, guys.
Okay.
Soft penis, guys.
Soft penis.
That's starting off good.
Soft penis. You'll find out. So me and my husband went to visit our gay friends in Chicago. And the one went into a restroom in the public restroom. And the other one was upset because he was taking too long. Well, we found out a secret about my friend that he likes to peep in stalls to look at soft penises.
Oh, geez. Wow.
And then my husband commented, because we were staying with them, oh, my God, I hope there's not a camera in our in the bathroom watching me.
Well, there's nothing. If he peeps into public bathrooms, he's peeping at your boyfriend's soft dong.
There's absolutely nothing to see here.
But, I mean, is that fishy that a gay guy likes to see dongs?
Not really that fishy.
It's not that fishy, right?
Yeah. Well, hold on.
Okay.
But it's not hard penises. It's soft penises he likes.
Yeah, I mean, I like fishy. Big maybe boobs. A little small
peep
boobs.
On, peep in on people.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's not fishy. It's odd. Mm-hmm. He's more into the voyeurism kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like them hard. He likes them soft.
I bet he likes them hard, too. Just going to throw that out there.
Two more texts here. My brother takes 45-minute showers. Something's fishy.
Oh,
going on.
Yeah.
That's not fishy. That's just called growing up. And this one, a guy I used to work with would always organize a guy's night out to go see Bon Jovi. Every time they were in town on tour.
I've got this friend.
Seems fishy to me. Is that fishy?
Dude, I have a friend who has what I would say is a dangerous obsession with Richie Sambora.
Oh, that's strange.
He's
that's
the guitarist.
Fishy.
Right,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He loves him, huh?
And Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Is it fishy when you have a guy's night out to see Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
You think it's fishy?
I think that's a little fishy.
Like, gay fishy?
That's just bizarre behavior.
To me, Bon Jovi's a real big girl band.
Yeah.
It is.
You know?
Yes.
Like, chicks liked him when he came out,
maybe,
right?
Maybe it was Joe Perry he loves. I think it's Joe Perry from Aerosmith he loves. But they always go to see Bon Jovi every time. They're like, Chuck, you cutting out?
Yeah.
No,
can
not
imagine,
this time
like,
ever.
Us, you know, the four of us, James and Andy.
Well, James
and I,
is always
we
trying
go,
to get us.
Oh, leave it on a prayer. We're all singing along.
One
in
of the
aisles.
First albums I ever bought, though, was Slippery When Wet.
Was it really?
Yeah, it's...
It was
dangerous.
Just a huge album, though, right?
It was a dangerous like, time.
Huge yeah. album.
Seventh grade Everyone was owned a, it. Was a deadly time.
Yeah, Bon Jovi was huge.
But usually at this point in life, you're kind of over it. I would think you wouldn't go to the shows, especially a guy. Women, I can see, still do.
Yeah. But a bro's night out to Bon Jovi.
I'm telling you, man.
Something's fishy.
Two bros of mine are holding hands at the Bon Jovi concert all the time.
That is fishy.
On a steer horse I ride.
We should probably hug and kiss. I don't know. I don't think they're doing that, but you never know.
Dave.
It's official sperm business.
Chuck the Freak.
I would love to see this guy's donger. Is that weird?
Lisa Way.
I don't want to touch it again.
Dave and Chuck the Freak on the Riff.
We're taking a break here. When we come back in just a moment, nothing fishy, just Riff news. How could stealing a pretzel land a Michigan man in prison for life?
Wow, that's not good.
Is the president of an NAACP chapter actually a white woman pretending she's black?
Oh, boy.
What happened when an 87-year-old guy in Germany took a wrong turn on his mobility scooter? And our idiot criminal of the day. It's all coming up next. We'll be right back to check Riff News.
Thanks for downloading the Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Specs Howard is focused on success with one-year programs in graphic design, broadcast, or digital media arts. Find out more at specshoward.edu or call 248-358-9000. The Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast, an exclusive of WRIF.com.